Heavenly Father, we thank you for the blessings you've bestowed on our community, and we pray tonight for your guidance, that our decisions will be for the good of our community. Amen. Amen.
Please join me in the pledge.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Councilman Estrada will be joining us by phone. Number one on the agenda is approval of the agenda. We have a motion and a second. No further discussion. Call for the vote.
Ms. Anaya Flores.
Yes.
Mr. Chavez.
Yes.
Mr. Carter.
Yes.
Mr. Estrada.
Yes.
Mr. Rodriguez.
Yes.
Mr. Shirley.
Yes.
Ms. Waters.
Yes.
Mr. Walterscheid.
Yes.
Number two, consider approval of Resolution 2020-41, a resolution making certain budgetary adjustments to the 2020-21 fiscal year budget. Ms. Salcido.
Good evening, Mayor, Council. I will be reviewing the second quarter budget adjustments for fiscal year 2021. There is a request in the general fund for the cemetery to increase operating costs and revenue $2,126.76. An insurance money was received and will be used to replace damaged trees at the cemetery. In the lodger's tax promotional fund, there is a request to increase operating costs by $3,400 to advertise the city of Carlsbad and attractions to the state of New Mexico, West Texas, and Southern Colorado, and a request to increase operating costs by $68,800 for the Chamber of Commerce for advertising for Christmas on the Pecos. In the Lodger's Tax Promotional Fund, we will liquidate the Kark Oil and Gas Festival project for $5,000 and reallocate to the Kark Virtual Gala Fundraiser Advertising Project. In the Lodger's Tax Non-Promotional Fund, we will liquidate the completed Jalapeno Arts Park Holiday Decorations Project for $17,000 and reallocate the funds to the Main Street Downtown Holiday Decorations Project. In the Fire Protection Fund, there is a request to increase capital $33,500 for SCBA equipment and to increase operating $91,600 to purchase MDTs, portable radios, RIT packs, and uniforms. There is a request to budget revenue and operating expenses in the amount of $215,000 to provide financial services to ALEA, Eddie Lee Energy Alliance, and a new fund will also be created for ALEA as well. This concludes the second quarter budget adjustments. Are there any questions?
Questions for Ms. Salcido? Thank you, Ms. Salcido.
Mayor, all these items were presented to the budget committee. They all passed by unanimous vote, and I would move for approval.
We have a motion.
Second.
And a second. No further discussion. Call for the vote.
Ms. Anaya Flores.
Yes.
Mr. Chavez.
Yes.
Mr. Carter.
Yes.
Mr. Estrada.
Yes.
Mr. Rodriguez.
Yes.
Mr. Shirley.
Yes.
Ms. Waters.
Yes.
Mr. Walterscheid.
Yes.
Number three, consider approval of Resolution 2020-42, a resolution certifying the annual fixed asset inventory of the City of Carlsbad as of June 30th, 2020. Ms. Austin.
Mayor, Council, thank you for allowing me to present the annual fixed asset inventory certification for fiscal year 20. Per the state audit rule and state statute, an annual inventory of assets costing more than $5,000 must be performed each fiscal year. The asset review for fiscal year 20 included converting AS400 assets to Munis, plus adding fiscal year 20 assets. The Munis Fixed Asset Module is a modernized system that is completely integrated with the asset from the requisition to the purchase order to any contracts to the invoice and to the payment. In addition, once the asset is created, the general ledger is automatically updated and annual depreciation of assets is also updated to the general ledger. So we are completely integrated at this point with fixed assets and financials. Finally, Munis actually tracks this annual inventory process that we must go through yearly. So moving forward, this process will always be recorded in the system for the auditor or the city to go back and review at any time. So therefore, unless there are any questions, I would request that you approve the resolution this evening.
Questions for Ms. Alston? Thank you, Ms. Alston.
Thank you, Mayor.
All right, move for approval.
We have a motion to approve.
Second.
And a second. No further discussion. Call for the vote.
Ms. Anaya Flores?
Yes.
Mr. Chavez?
Yes.
Mr. Carter?
Yes.
Mr. Estrada?
Yes.
Mr. Rodriguez?
Yes.
Mr. Shirley?
Yes.
Ms. Waters?
Yes.
Mr. Walterscheid?
Yes.
Number four, City of Carlsbad Financial, September 2020. Ms. Salcedo.
Thank you again, Mayor, Council. I am certain you've had an opportunity to review the financials that are provided in your agenda packet. Therefore, I will only provide you a brief summary of the city's cash position as of September 2020, which is a third accounting period for fiscal year 21. The city had a beginning fiscal year cash balance of $98.1 million and an ending cash balance of $96.4 million. The city's revenues of $24.7 million are $923,000, favorable to the $23.8 million budget and 1% above target. The city's labor costs of $12.9 million are $825,000 favorable to the $13.7 million budget and 1% below target. The city's operating costs of $7.8 million are $1.4 million favorable to the $9.2 million budget and 4% below target. The city's capital costs of $5.7 million are $5.4 million below the $11.1 million budget and 12% below target. Overall, from the previous fiscal year, there has been a decrease of $1.7 million in the cash balance. This will conclude my summary unless there are any questions.
Questions or comments for Ms. Salcedo? Thank you, Ms. Salcedo.
Thank you.
Number five, routine and regular business. All matters under this heading are considered routine by the City Council and will be acted upon in one motion. There will be no separate discussion of these items. If discussion is desired on a particular item upon request, that item may be removed from the routine and regular business and can be considered separately. Mr. Lowe, would you briefly discuss C1?
Yes. Mayor, members of the council, C1 is a request from the fire department for to bid for utility terrain vehicle UTV to be used by the wildland fire team. The wildland fire team gets deployments from the regional office to go help and assist with forest fires in the area. When they go do that, when they are deployed, their costs are covered by the federal government. They're reimbursed for their labor, their operations, and their equipment. So once the city has made whole on their part of it, there's extra funding for that that goes to buy equipment to help them fight those fires. In addition to that, that equipment can also be used locally in any of their local mm-hmm. operations as well. So it's a really good deal for the wildland team and the city of Carlsbad.
Questions or comments?
I would make a motion for approval, Mayor.
We have a motion to approve and a second. If no further discussion, call for the vote.
Ms. Anaya Flores?
Yes.
Mr. Chavez?
Yes.
Mr. Carter?
Yes.
Mr. Estrada?
Yes.
Mr. Rodriguez?
Yes.
Mr. Shirley?
Yes.
Ms. Waters?
Yes.
Mr. Walterscheid?
Yes.
Number six, consider approval of a liquor license application for a governmental liquor license with on-premises consumption from City of Carlsbad Lake Carlsbad Golf Course for proposed location 901 Muscatel Avenue, applicant City of Carlsbad. Mr. Lowe.
Yes. Thanks, Mayor, members of the council. As you know, several months back, the City of Carlsbad applied for a government liquor license, which is actually a municipal license for Lake Carlsbad Municipal Golf Course. As presented earlier, with on-premise consumption, the city has went through all of the review. With your approval tonight, that application will be sent for the state to receive the license. So this is the last step in that process. So,
questions or comments?
I move for approval.
We have a motion to approve and a second. If no further discussion, call for the vote.
Ms. Anaya Flores?
Yes.
Mr. Chavez?
Yes.
Mr. Carter?
Yes.
Mr. Estrada?
Yes.
Mr. Rodriguez?
Yes.
Mr. Shirley?
Yes.
Ms. Waters?
Yes.
Mr. Walterscheid?
Yes.
Number seven, consider approval of Ordinance 2020-24, an ordinance rezoning part of I Industrial District to C2 Commercial 2 District for an approximately 1.25-acre property located along East Plaza Street. Applicant owner Arturo Reyes Rico. A, public hearing, and B, consider approval. And we will now convene as a public hearing. Mr. Patterson.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor, council members. As stated, this is a request to change the zoning for the subject property along East Plaza Street from I Industrial District to C2 Commercial 2 District. Encompasses lots 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 9, and 10, Block 4, South Carlsbad Subdivision. As you can see on the map provided in your packet, these are all the properties excepting the one property where there is a house, a residence, that is not part of the zone change request. This was brought before the Planning and Zoning Commission at the September meeting and was tabled due to a mix-up. The applicant had put the wrong legal description in his application packet. They tabled the item and heard it again at the October 5th, 2020 Planning and Zoning Commission meeting. There, that commission voted 5 in favor of approval, none against.
Questions for Mr. Patterson? Thank you, Mr. Patterson. Do we have anyone here that would like to speak for the ordinance? For the ordinance. If not, do we have anyone here that would like to speak against the ordinance? Against the ordinance. If not, we'll now reconvene as the City Council to consider approval.
I move for approval.
We have a motion to approve. Second. And a second. If no further discussion, call for the vote.
Ms. Anaya Flores?
Yes.
Mr. Chavez?
Yes.
Mr. Carter?
Yes.
Mr. Estrada?
Yes.
Mr. Rodriguez?
Yes.
Mr. Shirley?
Yes.
Ms. Waters?
Yes.
Mr. Walters?
Number eight?
Yes.
Oh, I'm sorry.
You're fine. You're fine. We're
ready. Number eight, council committee reports. Does any councilman have updates? If not, is there anyone in the audience that would like to address the council? If not, we'll move to number nine, and I'd call on Lisa Anaya Flores.
Mayor, I motion to adjourn.
We have a motion.
A second.
And a second. No further discussion. Call for the vote.
Ms. Anaya Flores?
Yes.
Mr. Chavez?
Yes.
Mr. Carter?
Yes.
Mr. Estrada?
Yes.
Mr. Rodriguez?
Yes.
Mr. Shirley?
Yes.
Ms. Waters?
Yes.
Mr. Walterscheid?
Yes.
We're adjourned.
Thank you, Councilman. Talk to you soon.